podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to a Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. We're here with Corey May Kaluka again. Hi, Corey. How are you?
I'm good. How
are
you?
Did I say your last name correctly?
This time you did.
I did. Accomplishments every day. Thank you so much for coming all the way from New Hampshire-ish border.
Westford, Mass., which is right on the border, yeah.
Pretty far from for a Rhode Island girl, personally, but
yeah,
from not Rhode too Island, far yeah. for you. So thank you for coming all the way here before practice.
You're welcome.
Speaking of practice, this is pretty much like your, second week officially being on the team this year, right?
Yes, it is.
So how were auditions? I mean, you looked awesome. I was there. I got to see you dance your heart out. It was awesome.
Thank you.
How'd it feel?
Much less stressful this year than last year.
I can imagine.
I was a lot more comfortable with all the procedures, but it was still a little nerve-wracking.
Oh, it always is.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the dances?
I loved them.
They were more upbeat this year.
Yeah.
More difficult, in my opinion.
I completely agree. They were hard.
But I have to tell you, everyone put their whole heart into it, and you could tell that they were having fun doing it,
mm-hmm.
which it probably took a little longer to learn because they were a little more difficult, but once you got it, it was probably sticking with you the whole time.
Yeah, especially when you're having fun doing the dances, you learn them easier, and you have more fun, so it shows in your dancing.
Right. Now, before you were cheerleading, you were a dancer, right?
Yes.
So, were the pom-pom things hard for you to kind of get used to? Or is it an easy adoption for you?
Well, I did a dance team before Patriots that we had to use poms.
Got it.
And they were actually like twice the size. So
it was easier for you.
It was easier, but actually on auditions, we had to all of a sudden use poms with the dances that we had never used them for.
Yep.
So even I got a little messed up because I wasn't used to using them for those particular dances. So they are difficult.
As weird as that might sound to people, it's a huge change.
Yes.
To keep your hand in a fist when you're used to jazz fingers or whatever kind of funky thing you do with your fingers is a big difference.
Yeah.
But everyone did a great job. So the squad is announced.
Yes, it is.
Are you happy with the outcome?
Of course. It's 23 great girls.
Great. So you guys have practiced, you've kicked. How was the first time? Now, you're a vet this year. And last year probably was like a wake-up call. But what was it like being a vet for the first time you hooked up for kicks this year and watching the rookies?
It was, like I said, less stressful. And
right.
I felt like I knew what I was doing. And I actually completed it without...
First time. Now, you're a vet this year. And last year probably was like a wake-up call. But what was it like being a vet for the first time you hooked up for kicks this year and watching the rookies?
It was...
I thought I was going to die. I was looking in the sky because we were practicing outside. And it was so hot out. And I was just like, okay... Wait, am I still... I couldn't even feel my body. I didn't know if I was doing anything. I was like, okay, somebody get the stretcher.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at the vets, and they're just kind of smiling, just doing... I'm like, how... No. There is no way you can ever get used to it, but you do.
Yeah.
You get used to it.
Well, for the most part. You'll never get used to that.
Well, worth it. So about these rookies, they must have been thrilled. How was the final squad announced? Because it wasn't announced on audition day. So when did you guys find out?
Well, after the audition day, we had two more weeks of practices, which were basically tryouts every time we had practice.
Right, but they weren't mandatory.
Right. You didn't have to go, but most of the girls went every time. And Tracy selected the squad on our last practice about halfway through. Just her and us girls, so it was a nice atmosphere.
That's good. And was everyone thrilled?
Yes.
Yeah. Was it kind of hard saying goodbye to those people, though, that you practiced 2 weeks with? Because I would imagine you kind of got some kind of bond going for those first couple of weeks, and now they didn't make it. So was that kind of hard to say goodbye to them?
Yeah, it's hard to see the girls that you have bonded with leave. But at the same time, I was there trying out, too. So
exactly. So you were relieved.
I was relieved I even made the team again.
Right, right. So it was probably kind of a sticky situation going on, but obviously it turned out well for you.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And now you guys are going to be heading off to Punta Cana,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing.
Yes.
Just a short couple of weeks and you'll be bathing in the sun and taking your calendar pictures. Have the rookies said anything about that? Are they super excited?
I have, I don't really know. I know everyone's really excited about the trip. We haven't really talked about
the actual calendar.
The calendar really too much, but we all have to bring in our suits tonight to just to see what looks best on us. So we're really excited about that and getting all of our accessories put together. And
I can imagine happening so fast.
I know.
The schedule came out this week. Mm-hmm. It's just a crazy fast off season.
Yes.
And anything with, what about you? What's going on with you? You're almost done with school.
Yep, I have 1 week left of my college career, and
wow.
I'm free to go.
And what's the college career focused on?
Small business management and psychology.
And are you calling it done here, or are you going further into your education?
Well,
for now?
For now, because to get my master's, I would want work experience, just because any school that I want to get into personally, you need to have at least 6 months to 2 years work experience.
Plus, it's good for you as a person to get that experience.
I do need a break.
A little break, because you work full-time as well, right?
Yes.
What do you do?
I work at an architectural construction management firm.
Sheesh.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. So a lot of things going on in your world.
Yes, there are tons.
And you made time for little old me. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm hoping you'll come back soon, so that we can chit-chat again, tell me how the trip goes,
mm-hmm.
tell me all about the squad. We really want to hear everything you have to say.
I'd love to come back.
Good. Yay. So thank you, Corey.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for listening. And until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Hey, is that a new kid or something?
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.